For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We got a big hockey game tonight at PNC Arena as the Florida Panthers are in town. I think they're the best team in the East right now. They have won 11 in a row on the road, 6 in a row overall. We will talk about that with Luke Tkach in just a minute, but I want to start with basketball for the columnist for the News and Observer at Luke Tkach on Twitter. I know I'm going to see you tonight. Let's get to a little basketball. Is Duke better? Significantly better than they were in Chapel Hill, or are we just watching them play, well, I'll just say it, inferior competition?
No, I think they're the same team. I think some of their, obviously people get all bent out of shape with the word toughness. I think some of their intangibles have locked back into place. I mean, you know, when you look at the Pitt game or you look at the Carolina game in Chapel Hill, the things that they were most frustrated about were things that were within their control, you know, getting after loose balls or boxing out or, you know, basic stuff that, you know, you can call it toughness. I think it is in some ways. It's also effort. It's commitment. It's mental toughness. It's physical toughness. It's all of those things. And I think what you're seeing is that, you know, manifesting itself. And I think John Shire in his own way has sort of, you know, now defending them, feeling that they've turned a corner in that regard. But also, as the former coach down the road used to say, everything looks better when the ball goes in the basket. Right. And that matters too. And, you know, we get caught up in trying to apply these judgments to individual college games. It's every game is not a referendum. This is a 30 plus game season, and you have to let things ebb and flow. I mean, look at Syracuse. They've had games where they can't miss, and they've had games where they can't buy a bucket. It's the same team, but they're not an NCAA tournament team one night, and they're not the worst team in the ACC the next night, but that's the way that this stuff gets talked about and applied. So, you know, I feel like Duke is a team that's had some injury issues, obviously. There's been a bit of a progression. I think there's a question of sort of, you know, this, I hate using this term, but, you know, who is the alpha dog on that roster? Is it Kyle Filipowski? Is it Tyrese Proctor? Is it Jared McCain? And what we've seen lately is McCain sort of emerge and take a larger role. I think that's taken a little bit of the pressure off Filipowski. And then, you know, Tyrese Proctor being in and out of the lineup doesn't help. But when you get him back, you have some continuity. So I think it's the same team. I think Duke could go out and lose again. It's just, you know, nobody goes undefeated. One game does not lead to 10 more wins. One loss does not lead to 10 more losses. We just sort of get caught up in talking about it that way. It's that stupid football mentality where every game decides the national championship. It's not. It's a long season. There are wild swings in performance in college basketball. We need to learn to appreciate those for what they are and not get caught up in, you know, is this a quad one win or whatever? Because that changes too. Everything changes. So I feel like Duke's the same team. They've just done a better job of being Duke lately.
They screwed up last night. They shouldn't have won by 29. If you win by one, then Miami doesn't drop all the way to 91 in the net. And maybe they stay around 80 and a couple of wins. They could be in the top 75 and it'd be a quad one win.
I hate this conversation so much. And the flip side of that is because net rewards blowouts, Duke can't do that because it needs the blowout points to help its net. It's a terrible system. The way we do it is terrible. Quadrants are awful. Yeah. You and I are on the same page on this stuff. But, Adam, since we've at least can claim, if not victory in the war, at least a battle won on the block charge call and the way it's been changed for the better.
Isn't it
this
great?
Season that you and I have been talking about for years, maybe we can work on selection too.
I think people are recognizing that they're using it because that's what's going to be used. But I will be surprised if we don't see drastic changes in the way they rank teams. It is silly to me that you could just pile up wins against trash and you start from a higher spot. Not to mention part of the, I think part of it is also because they take into account like the Ken Palms and the Bart Torvicks of the world, that part of it is that those also start at the beginning of the season with some preconceived notions, which I don't understand how you do. Let me ask you about NC State. Luke Tkachuk of the NNO is here. Because I was asked this, I went on with our friends in Charlotte. They asked me about Kevin Keats. I don't believe that Kevin Keats has done a bad job of coaching. I really don't. I think he's done a good job of coaching. I don't think he's done a great job of building and maintaining a roster, which is a huge part of what you're supposed to do as a college coach. That's been the biggest, to me, the biggest failure of the Kevin Keats era is, you know, maintaining and building out a roster. There just has not been a lot of continuity. But I can't explain why they were so bad in the first half against Syracuse and then so much better, although they still ended up losing the game.
I mean, the guy hit seven shots, and yes, he was open for some of them. It's kind of like when Carolina was up at Syracuse. Yes, Carolina could have done a better job on ball screen D, and there were things they tried to fix in the second half that didn't work, and Armando Bacot was limping and not great. But the reality is, when a team shoots 63%, that's not all just you playing bad defense. Sometimes right. The other guys make shots too, and I think that's a little bit of what happened. Obviously, State's help defense was terrible in the first half, and you're giving Chris Bell open shots. But you can give Chris Bell 9 open shots, and there's no guarantee he's going to make 8 of them. In fact, he's more likely to make 2 or 3 of them. So, you know, I think this stuff gets blown out of proportion when guys start making shots. You know, Sidney Lowe would say, gotta make shots.
Yes.
In the big picture, I think a lot of what's happened with NC State is the product of a coach who's building every year to save his job that year and can't take a step back and take a long-term view. You know, you've sort of had veering from player to player, transfer to transfer. You've had changes on the coaching staff. There's a lot of holistic issues with why NC State kind of hasn't been able to get over the hump under Kevin Keats. I do think this year he's done a great job with the roster that he has, especially with DJ Burns really regressing from last year. Trying to, you know, you look at the growth of that team over the course of the season. I think it's actually, you know, in the micro, a really good coaching job. The other thing people forget about with Kevin Keats is that 2019 team absolutely should have made the tournament. I think the committee deciding to randomly pick their non-conference strength of schedule out of a hat to keep them out of the tournament.
Right.
And then completely ignoring the fact they went down to 1 at Auburn is one of the great selection travesties of our generation. 2020, I believe they would have made the tournament that year. 2021, obviously, there were some issues. But if you go 18, 19, 20 in the tournament, you're operating from a recruiting, from a retention, yeah, from a marketing, from an apathy standpoint. It's a completely different conversation. That's not what happened, right? They didn't make it 19. 20 didn't happen. 21 was a disaster. Now you've rebuilt a little bit, but you're doing it every year, year to year. And you just can't build a program that way. You can keep your job that way. You just can't build a program that way. So, I mean, I think when you look at the bigger picture with NC State, it's just that lack of continuity makes it hard.
Yeah.
I think Kevin Keats has done a really good job building year to year. I mean, the fact that you lose Jarkel Joyner and Terquavion Smith, and you're in a position to win games again the year later with a completely different backcourt, that's college basketball in 2024. That's what everybody's doing everywhere. But in the bigger scheme of things, over the 5 or 6 year arc of the program, there just hasn't been that year to year continuity. And part of that is circumstances, and part of that is building year to year to try to save your job. There's no question now that people are starting to tune out, and that's always sort of cancerous for a coach.
Yeah, I mean, two trips to the NCAA tournament in 7 years. Yeah, you can't just look at that in a vacuum, and I agree. I think he's done a good job coaching the team this year. And I hope that Kevin Keats is allowed another year. And would it be a do-or-die year? Probably. But I hope he's allowed that because I think Kevin Keats is a good coach. They need some continuity. All right, tonight at PNC Arena, Hurricanes and the Florida Panthers, first time since we have seen them here since May. Carolina's played them once already. It did not go well much earlier in the season. Where do you think Carolina is in terms of what their capabilities are right now?
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Before Shopify, were you wondering, where are my sales at? Now you're selling with Shopify, the global commerce platform supercharging your selling. You have no problem selling online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Gary, easy on the cha-ching.
Oh, sorry, but my Shopify sales are through the roof.
Start selling with Shopify today and discover how millions of businesses around the world use Shopify to ignite their selling. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/listen. Shopify.com/listen.
Well, first of all, I have to correct you. You forgot about Skylar Brindamore night back in the preseason when Florida was here. And Paul Maurice, for all of our criticisms, and they are valid, of Paul Maurice being completely full of it sometimes, like when he came back from Russia and announced that he'd figured out how to coach European players now, or any other Paul Maurice-ism, did the Hurricanes a solid by playing Rod's son that night. I thought that was a terrific gesture, especially given how he did that playoff series last spring. Got all that being said, you know, I there's definitely another level for this team. You know, the special teams obviously have been closer to what you would expect them to be. Certainly the penalty kill has been. You know, if Jesperi Kotkaniemi's goal the other night is the beginning of something and not just a one-off, that changes the equation. Andrei Svechnikov needs to score more. That's been true for two years. He's an elite goal scorer. He should be scoring 40 to 50 goals a year, and he's not. So, yeah, I mean, I think there is a much higher ceiling for this team, especially if Frederik Andersen does come back, which it looks like he will, apparently, and plays well, which he certainly can. And who knows with Freddie taking 2.5 months off, maybe the best possible thing for him, given his inability to go through April and May unhindered, maybe starting over in March is the best possible thing for him. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot more with this team. And I think it's a team that obviously they're not going to add a goalie. I don't think they're going to be able to make the kind of big move for a forward that they'd like to make. Whatever happened with the guy you like, that Lindholm kid? I can't remember.
I don't know. I saw him score two goals at PNC Arena just to rub lemon juice in my paper cut.
Yeah, but I don't think a move like that's going to happen. It's just the market's too tight right now. Wouldn't be surprised they added like a Max Domi type depth forward, maybe a defenseman. Although, give Tony D'Angelo credit, he's come in after sitting for a long time and played pretty well. So, you know, I think what you really want to do is hope that people like Kotkaniemi can play better. Hope that someone like Svechnikov can play at elite level, which he certainly is capable of doing. And then add a couple insurance pieces, because as we saw in 2021, when they ran out of defensemen against Nashville and prolonged that series, which then hurt them against the Lightning, that should have been a sweep or a 5-game win over Nashville. Right. Instead, they dragged it out for 19 overtimes before they finally put away the clearly inferior Predators. And then obviously, you know, last year when Svechnikov and Pacioretty both go down and they ran out of firepower, and Teuvo Teravainen gets hurt in the first round and you run out of firepower against the Panthers, which is sort of what happened. So one of these years, their goalie has to get hot. We've never really seen a Hurricanes goalie get Sergei Bobrovsky hot.
Well, no, not they've that hot. Well. But their goaltending has not been the reason that they've been bad.
No, that's
right.
My point is, their goaltending for the most part has been fine. I would think the Rangers series is the one you would toss out there. But what you haven't seen is a Hurricanes goalie go out and win games when the team has played poorly.
Right.
They haven't cost them games largely. I think maybe you could say that, you know, there have been some games against the Bruins, but overall, they've never had a guy play like Bobrovsky, or for that matter, like Cam Ward did at times in 2006, or Marty Gerber did in one game in Buffalo in 2006.
Where's your love for Spencer Martin?
Maybe it's Spencer Martin. Maybe it's Antti Raanta at the in the final analysis, gets hot and plays well for a week and wins a series. So it's my point is, yes, there is a much higher ceiling for this team. But I don't, you know, it's not the marginal return on some of this is limited. This group is who it is. There haven't been a lot of changes the last couple of years. They've got to figure out a way to get it done and get the goaltending to let them do it.
30 seconds on this before I have to say goodbye to Luke Tkachuk. Frederik Andersen practicing now, 2-3, whatever, however many practices. He's going to come back. Let's just say he comes back March 5th. Antti Raanta is still on the roster. They haven't placed him on IR yet. He started to skate too. Unless somebody else is going on IR. There's not enough spots on the roster. No team has ever carried four goalies. What do they do? If they put Spencer Martin on waivers, they're going to lose him because he's played too well to not be picked up by somebody. So what happens when all four goalies are healthy? You tell me.
I don't know. I really don't. I was thinking about that the other day, too, because I don't think you want to lose any of these guys.
No.
I mean, Antti Raanta is obviously an important figure in the dressing room. Spencer Martin. Look, Spencer Martin may be their best goalie right now. You know, it's a crazy thing to say, but that sometimes that's the way the game works. I think there's going to have to be some, maybe some sleight of hand there.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you know, do you work that sort of IR move with one of those guys?
Well, you know what you can do? You could send Antti Raanta, he's already cleared waivers. You could send Antti Raanta to the minor leagues, but he can't go to the minor leagues and stick around here and practice. That's the thing. That's against the rules.
No, that's true. And I also think, you know, Antti Raanta handled his trip to the AHL well. He took it in the right spirit. He knew he wasn't playing well. I think that's a harder sell to do for sort of roster or salary cap reasons than it was when he went down in December or January or whenever that was. So it's an interesting question. The other, you know, as you get closer to the trade deadline, you know, is a trade a possibility? You know, could you perhaps get something for one of these guys? And if you can, you know, how does that change the equation?
Right now, I think you can get a first and a third for Spencer Martin, the best goalie for the Hurricanes. Luke DeCock of the News and Observer. I'll see you on the seventh floor. Pay homage.
I'm going to be at the State Carolina women's game tonight. So
you're not going to be here for Canes Panther. You're not going to. All right, good on you for the ladies. I'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.